Well, here he comes again. Do you see him? There he is. That smiling guy with a Charlie One Horse hat and a pocket full of dimes. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, howdy, howdy. I hope you're having a humdinger of a day. Gee wallopers, I sure am. I always do, and that's nothing but a fact, my friend. Attitude, that's where it's at, as my dad used to say. That's the way to be. We got a great show lined up, so stick around, enjoy the fun, right here, right now, on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend your ear to my jive. I'm gonna tell you how to catch an African skeeter alive. You go down to the wilds of Africa, where a jackrabbit packs his lunch, and you'll find him up in a coconut tree, going munch, 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 munch. Your skeeter catching stuff includes a cigar 10 years old, a great big sack full of hand grenades, and 100 feet of rope. You're gonna need you a 12-pound hammer and a helmet made of steel, and a rabbit's foot to bring you luck so you won't come home killed. That's what you do, and that sure ain't talking no jive. That's what you do if you wanna learn how to catch an African skeeter alive. And now you take your 12-pound hammer and pounce up on his back, and you bash him between the shoulder blades till he turns blue and black. Don't worry about that 12-pound hammer beating that skeeter to death. This just gets his attention and makes him hunt for his breath. And now you've got him all set up to tie up with your rope. You tie a granny knot, a goose knot, a navy knot, a wing-ding, a whatnot. Be cautious with that skeeter ain't no fool. Work hard and save your money and join my skeeter catching school. That's what you do, and it sure ain't talking no jive. That's what you do if you wanna learn how to catch an African skeeter alive.
That was Little Jimmy Dickens with How to Catch an African Skeeter Alive. Here's Jackie Wilson with Squeezer, Teaser, But Lover. A young 23-year-old Justin Colbert recently pleaded guilty to a charge of abuse of public records after police say he faxed a fake court document to jail staff in an attempt to release his friend. The fax purported to be from Lancaster County court staff, saying a bond payment of $25,000 had been made for an inmate there detained in a weapons case and that he should be released. But the courts were closed that day as it was Saturday, and the fax had been sent through an internet service with an attached email and phone number that did not belong to the court. Further investigation revealed that the email belonged to the not-so-bright Justin Colbert. He's in jail. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Just run and escape. Each place we go, so afraid that he might show. Yeah, run and scare. What would I do if he came back and wanted you? Just run and scare, feeling low. Run and scare, you loved him so.
Was Roy Orbison with Running Scared. Here's Johnny Cash with Everybody Loves a Nut.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo. Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. There was a hermit named Fred who kept a dead horse in his cave. And everyone said to Fred, Fred, how come you keep a dead horse in your cave? And he said, well,
everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. A Columbia man named Frank had a tiger named Hank. He tried to put Hank in his tank. Guess what happened to old Frank when they picked up the teeth, hair, and eyeballs and erected a tombstone in red?
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. Another Columbia fella told Queen Isabella, I don't think the world is flat. Now, what do you think about that? And she said, you don't. And he said, no, ma'am. And she said, you get out of my queendom. And he said, yes, ma'am.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo. Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut.
Young Cornelius was the youngest of eight children. He was born on a farm near Florence, Alabama, to poor tenant farmers Madge Ellis and Charles Tucker. As a child, he picked cotton in the fields with his parents alongside black laborers. The experience of hearing workers singing in the fields left a huge impression on young Cornelius, and while traveling through Memphis with his family in 1939 on the way to see a preacher in Dallas, he snuck off to look at Beale Street, at the time the heart of the city's music scene. He later recalled, "I just fell totally in love." He attended the former Coffee High School in Florence, Alabama, and conducted the school band. He had ambitions to be a criminal defense attorney. However, His father was bankrupted by the Great Depression and died in 1941, forcing young Cornelius to leave high school to look after his mother and his aunt. To support the family, Cornelius worked in a grocery store, and later, he worked in a funeral parlor. Years later, young Cornelius worked in radio, and later, eventually, opened up a small business there in Memphis, Tennessee. It was a young 18-year-old customer that really brought Cornelius a bit of fame and a bit of fortune. The young man, Elvis Presley. He's the one that changed his life forever. I'm talking about the life of Sam Cornelius Phillips, the founder and owner of Sun Studios.
Just my baby left me, never said a word. Was it something I done, something that she heard? My baby left me, my baby left me.
Friends and neighbors, thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show, and thank you to all the station owners, managers, program directors, and all the people behind the scenes that make it possible. I'd like to thank 88.9 FM KHII Cloudcroft, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM in Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station, our other sister station, KTMN 97.9 in Cloudcroft, New Mexico. Then there's the Leading Edge Radio Network in Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM in Cairo, West Virginia, WVPV, proud to be first in Ritchie County. Also, Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the beautiful islands, Q-Star FM Radio out of Florida, WYAP 107.7 FM serving Clay, West Virginia, and W-Rock Radio, WLOR.net in Boston, Massachusetts, AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, and Classic Hits 1630 AM out of Denver, DeepOldies.com and DarkClassicsRadio.com. Also, WRSG 91.5 serving Middleburn, West Virginia, Knights Radio, WFSN serving Union City, Pennsylvania on 96.7. The American Senior Radio Network out of Vancouver, Washington, Sunny 105.7 WUUK LP, serving Crawford County, Pennsylvania, and our foreign affiliates, Radio Satellite 2 serving Paris, France, and Tasman 97.7 FM serving Southeast Australia. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirtman Show. Now, don't forget to spend time with the ones you love. It's so important. Take time with them. You're listening to the Jason Kirtman Show.
You told me you was high class, but I could see through that. You told me you was high class, but I could see through that. And Daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. Just an old hound dog, been snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The average cost of a new house was $12,500, and the average annual income was $5,556. The average monthly rent was only $110 a month, and the average cost of a brand new car, $3,125. Gas for that car was 28 cents a gallon, and eggs, a dozen of them, were 32 cents. Factory workers' average take-home pay with three dependents was $94.87. It was the year that John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth in February. It was the year of the Cuban Missile Crisis and the year that Marilyn Monroe sang Happy Birthday to President John F. Kennedy.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday.
It was the first year that salt and vinegar potato chips were introduced, and the first Walmart discount store was opened by Sam Walton in Bentonville, Arkansas. Also, the first Kmart department store opened in Garden City, Michigan. Born that year were John Cusack, Evander Holyfield, Demi Moore, and Jodie Foster. What year was it? Well, it was 1962.
Made up my mind to live in memory of the lonesome time.
I can't stop wanting you.
It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Dreams of yesterday.
Those happy hours that we once knew, though long ago.
that time. Heals a broken heart, but time has to steal since we've been apart. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. So I'll just live my life of dreams of yesterday.
Of yesterday.
It's been reported that men are 6 times more likely to be struck by lightning than women. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think some men are more likely to be struck by women.
He's a young whippersnapper. He's a jukebox jitterbug. He's a young whippersnapper. He's a jukebox jitterbug. He's a toe tapping, knee slapping, hand clapping. He's a cutter up.
He's a cutter up.
Friends and neighbors, it is time to close out this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. Thank you for listening. If you're planning any trips, check us out at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. We would like to be your vacation destination. All of these sites are linked at my website at jasonkirkman.com. The show's been brought to you by sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com. The checkout code is still the word Jason. I'm going to leave you with a great song by Jimmy Rogers called Honeycomb. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station, right here for the Jason Kirkman Show. But in the meantime, spend some quality time with your kids, the ones you love. They won't forget it, and you won't regret it. God bless, and have a great week.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they call it a honeycomb, and they roam the world and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. So honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard what then? Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walk talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.